Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. People love God. Praise the Lord tonight. Welcome. Welcome to this open heaven on tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you tonight. And we welcome you to this open heaven on tonight. Amen. Truly the Lord is doing great things in the midst of us. And we're so grateful. We're so glad, people of God. And we're grateful that you have decided to join us on tonight. While you've come on tonight, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come and be with you, people of God. Go ahead and send them a text message, amen, or just link them in, call and link them in. However you want to get them in, get them in. But do invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. We just want to say welcome to, again, the Prayer News Network Global. Truly, people of God, God is doing a great thing among us. And for this, we're so grateful. For this, we're so glad. And we don't want to keep it to ourselves, people of God, but we want someone else to know and to experience what the Lord is doing. Listen, people of God, this is day number 28. This is day number 28. Of our 40 days of prayer. This is day number 48 of our 40 days of prayer. And those of you that have been with us along the way, we already know that you've been blessed. I've been blessed, people of God. Truly, the Lord is elevated. I'm so grateful for what he's done. Amen. Helping to keep us focused. Listen, people of God, listen, it's not a small thing to focus. Amen. Because the enemy wants to take our focus. But we thank God that during this 40 days of prayer, glory be to God, the Lord has caused us to be sharpened in our thinking, sharpened in our thought processes, sharpened in our spirit, man. Glory be to God. So I don't know about you, but I'm excited. People of God, I have already decided. I decided it before I started that I was going all the way. Going all the way, all the way, all the way. As the song says, I believe I run on to see what the end is going to be. Amen. You want to run on, people of God? Come on, let's go. Amen. Perhaps you fell off the wagon somewhere along the way, but listen, get up and dust yourself off and come on back onto the path. Amen. Glory be to God. All roads lead to the end. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. All roads end to the end. Amen. And we know that God has an expected end. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. He has an expected end for each and every one of us. And we're so grateful for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, just want to thank God on tonight as you're getting other people to come and join you. We just want to for our leaders on tonight, always thanking our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Truly, he is the head of his line. And we give God thanks and praise for him. And people of God, for this point, to this point that he has brought us, he has brought us, people of God, amen, almost 3 years. And it's no small thing. People of God, every single night, amen, we've been here. Somebody has been here every single night. And we're grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Just want to thank God for what he's doing on this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God on tonight for, amen. I want to thank God for my leaders, thanking them tonight for our Celestial Intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, thanking him tonight for our Senior Apostle now, amen, Jesus, none other than Apostle and Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Want to thank God on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K. Antina, as well as my pastor, amen. Thanking God for him. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, whatever space and place they're occupying. Thanking God for our prayer warriors, amen. Thanking God for our scripture reader. Just thanking God for each of you, people of God. Thanking God for you that these airways are reaching internationally. We thank God for you across the miles here in this United States. We thank God for you. Thank you for coming to be with us. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening in. And whatever time you're listening, we pray that you're supplying the faith and that you as well are touching and agreeing. Amen. We just want to touch and agree. Glory to God. Ha ya gloria bosa. Hallelujah. Gloria masa God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Just want to touch and agree in the name of the Lord Jesus, people of God, and we just believe that God is moving for his people. This is a selfless time that we come together, people of God. We're not asking for ourselves, but we're asking for others. Amen. All of our prayer points are for others, other people, other situations, other circumstances. Amen. We're coming, touching, and agreeing. And people of God, just as sure as we take care of God's business, he is going to take care of our business. Amen. So we're selfless. Amen. We're praying for others. We're praying beyond. Amen. Praying beyond our churches, praying beyond our ministries, praying, listen, glory to God, beyond our United States. But people of God, we are touched, amen, by the heart of God. We're touched because it's the will of God that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. So therefore, people of God, we're praying for our brothers across and our sisters across the nations, amen, across the nations, as far as our spirit, amen, glory to God, as far as our spirits will expand, as far as our mind, glory to God, our thoughts, our soul, our heart, as far as they can expand, we're praying for them. Amen. We may not know them by name, glory be to God, but we touch and agree in the spirit realm. Amen. And we believe God. Hallelujah. We believe God. Hallelujah. We believe God as we're praying for one. Amen. We're praying for the millions. We're praying for the thousands. We're praying for the hundreds. Amen. Glory to God. We're praying collectively. Hallelujah. We're praying collectively. Amen. Because just as sure as we're praying for a thing or we're praying for a matter, amen, for one person, you best know, amen, Jesus, because spirits transfer, glory to God, somebody else is battling with the same thing. We may not know them by name, people of God, but when we collectively come together as one, the scripture declares one can chase a thousand, two put 10,000 to flight. Amen, Jesus, and we come to put the devil on the run. Amen, glory to God. We come, people of God, being skillful in prayer, elevating our minds, elevating our spirit, elevating our souls, elevating our expectancy of what we're believing God for. Amen, not just for ourselves, people of God, but believing God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Believing God, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God that he will reciprocate unto us. Amen. Just as we're praying for others, he will give unto us that we need. Amen. He'll meet our needs. As we're praying for others, he's meeting needs for us. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him. Thank him for you, and you. People of God, thanking God for each and every one of you. We bless God. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, this is night number 28. Glory be to God. And we thank God on tonight that we do have the woman of God, amen, long-standing commitment for as long as the Lord will say to be here with us every Sunday and Monday night. We thank God for her commitment, her dedication. She has been with us, amen. She has been maintaining and keeping her word. So we thank God for her. Thank God for the woman of God on tonight, Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. We thank God for her coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory to God, now here in Alabama. Amen. Glory to God, our headquarters church, Jerusalem, Temple of the Bride. Amen. So we thank God for her on tonight. And people of God, as we always say, this platform is just a little different. Just a little different than what we normally do. Amen, Jesus. But we make room for Jesus. Amen. We make room for the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We make room for prayer. We make room that we can intercede and touch and agree together. Glory to God. I just pray that even as these prayers are going forth, people of God, that you are locking in, lock into the spirit of the prayer, lock into the spirit of the person that's praying. Amen. Touch and agree in this. Yay, say God, hallelujah. Touch and agree as one. Glory to God. Whatever they're saying, people of God, touch and agree. Pull on heaven. Pull on the throne. Pull on God, hallelujah. Pull on him, people of God, that he would move by his spirit and by his choice anointing. Amen. And if we bring forth that self-same expectancy, God will do it, not only for those that we need, but for those that, amen, we know that need, but for those that we don't even know, he'll meet their needs too. Amen. This is our faith. This is our faith. Amen. Glory to God. So people of God, amen, we're going to bring forth Sister Mary Hollins. She's going to come and give us our scripture reading for tonight. People of God, and right after her, amen, we release the platform to the tonight's prayer warrior. Glory to God. Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, Sister Mary. You have the platform. Blessings to you.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, the 1st through the 4th verse, which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by fist and lure, but in ready mind, neither as being lost over God's heritage, but being in zappers to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. I have read to you the fifth chapter of 1 Peter, the first through the fourth verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. Bless the Lord tonight. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. The thanks and the honor tonight. It's a blessing, a privilege, and a pleasure to be back in your presence one more time. Bless his name, to lift up the name of Jesus and to look unto him tonight, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for the protocol that has already been established, and I stand in agreement with that. And I do give honor to my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple tonight, Evangelist Bradley, her prayer warriors, and the team to make this work a success. Bless his name. And tonight, God wants us to deal and pray for the pastors. He wants us to pray for pastors. And who knows tonight that we need pastors. They are shepherds that God has assigned. He has assigned them to take care of the sheep, not just to preach, but to take care of his people. Bless his name. And so we are going before the throne of God. And like the woman, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to yes, God. And Ashandorabahosa, yes, God. Ooh, glory to Jesus. I feel the presence of the living God tonight. Ha, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God. Hallelujah. And as she stated earlier that we come together to pray tonight, we stand in agreement. The pastors, their jobs may look easy, but it's not easy when you have people's souls in your hands and your people's lives in your hands, and God is expecting so much from you. Bless his name. So if ever a time you need to put not just pastors but the leadership, it's right now. And as usual, I will read the scriptures before I go into prayer. Ephesians chapter 4 and 11, he said, and he gave some apostles. First of all, let me welcome each and every one of you. Bless the name of Jesus, who's taking a time out to come. God bless you tonight. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers and some pastors and some teachers. Jeremiah chapter 50 and 33, thus said the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were oppressed together, and all that took them captive held them fast, that they refused to let them go. Hallelujah on tonight, and many in the body of Christ are under shepherds that are being held captive, that refuse to let God's people go, and they are dying. Hallelujah, they're dying in some of these places. But tonight, God is going to somebody tonight from captivity in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 23 and 1 says, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11 says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. John chapter 10, 11 through 14, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, scattered the sheep. How many know that is happening right now? In many, many churches and many nations, bless his name, the hireling fleeteth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Zechariah chapter 11. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedar. Howl, fir tree, the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled, a voice of the roaring of lions, of young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus said the Lord my God, feed the sheep of the slaughter, lay them, or slay them, and hold them not guilty. And they that sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, said the Lord, of his king, the Lord. But lo, I will deliver the men, every one, into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. And I will feed the flock of the slaughter, even you, O poor, hallelujah. God is talking to the poor of the flock that is in his house tonight. And I took unto me two slaves, the one I call beauty and the other I call band. And I fed the flock. Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month. God is then ready to move some shepherds out of the way. Glory to God. So loathe them. They are detestable in the eyes of God. That's what God is saying tonight. And their soul abhorred me. Then said I will not feed you. That dieth, let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the rest eat everyone the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant which I had made with all people. So God is cutting some covenant in this hour. We got to know who we are tonight. And it is broken in that day. And so the four of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, ye that if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. Tonight we hear that it's talking about Jesus. Bless his name. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the porter, a goodly price that I was prized, or I was praised of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the porter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder mine other staff, even bands, that I may break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd, hallelujah, in the land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Which shall not visit those that be cut off. Neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that which is broken, nor feed that which standeth still. But he shall eat the flesh of the fat, and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idle shepherd. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus on tonight. That leave the flock. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. The sword shall be upon his arm. Hallelujah, Jesus. And upon his right eye. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His arm shall be clean, dry up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you tonight. There is no other name given under heaven whereby men may be saved but thy name, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come, glory to Jesus, on tonight, lifting you up in this hour, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy of all the glory, honor, thanks, and praise in this last hour. We do not have enough tongues to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Hallelujah, tonight, God, that you really deserve. Hallelujah, God, our tongues are never enough. Hallelujah, God, if we had 1 trillion tongues, it would never Glory be to God, to be enough. It will never be enough, Lord God, this night. So, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, to give you the honor and the praise that you deserve. We praise you for what you have done, but most of all for who you are. And we praise you for what you're about to do. Glory to God, we acknowledge you as King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We acknowledge you, hallelujah, glory to God, on tonight as the beginning. And hallelujah, Jesus, and the end. We acknowledge you as the first and the last. You are Alpha and Omega. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you are a soon coming King. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, for there is none like you. No other God beside you. To you, we love you tonight, Jesus. We love you, God, with all our hearts. We honor you tonight, our Master and our Redeemer, our Lover, our Lord, our Savior tonight. We worship and adore you tonight, God. We just want to tell you, God, that we love you more than anything in this world. Hallelujah on this night. Hallelujah, God, you are good. You are good. You are so awesome. You are God, Lord of a Hosiah. You are God alone all by yourself. And I just want to say thank you tonight for being God by yourself. Hallelujah, God. We can depend on you. We can look to you, Lord God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the only true living God, the creator of all, hallelujah, tonight, of all mankind and everything that exists, God, in the heaven and in the earth, God, and that exists under the earth. In the name of Jesus, we honor and adore you, God. Hallelujah, God. We got to tell you, God, how we feel on tonight, because you deserve the glory, God, that we cannot give you. Hallelujah on tonight, Jesus. Heaven and earth adores you, oh God, and angels bow before you day and night, crying, holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, the whole earth is full of your glory in this hour, oh God. And so we bow to you tonight in reverence to your majesty, in reverence to your great name. In the name of Jesus, you are not, oh God, like man. You don't need to, oh God, to repent, and you cannot lie. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we worship you tonight. We go, hallelujah, God, you're worthy to be glorified in the name of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven tonight, hallowed be your holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, as we come humbling ourselves before your throne right now on this line, God, you are great and glorious, God, in our sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah tonight. Thank you, Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, hallelujah, Jesus, and Israel. Thank you, Lord God, the God that opened the Red Sea and delivered the children of Israel out of bondage. Hallelujah, God, you are here tonight to deliver, God, the lives of your people during this time of prayer. You are here to deliver, God, the pastors out of bondage tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, during this time of fasting and prayer, God, this is your time to bring deliverance, oh God, as we submit to you in obedience, God, to what you have commanded us to do. We give you all the glory tonight, God, for the move of the Holy Ghost that is taking place on this line right now. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, the world and everything in it, God, will never be able to be compared to you. Hallelujah, Jesus, it gives no weight, hallelujah, or no value to who you really are. Even as we look at around at the beautiful creation, God is far from who you are. In the name of Jesus, we tonight, oh God, join God together in worship. We join all glory to God tonight in worship. We join tonight in praise, you God. We come once again to make our request known unto you on this platform on tonight. We come to sign an agreement so that you will move tonight. We present this prayer and this people to you, God. In the name of Jesus tonight, we are not our own. Yes, the Boshek and the Bohosaya. Yes, God, we were bought with a precious blood. We were bought with the price. Glory to God tonight. The precious blood of Jesus paid a price for you and me. He died, hallelujah, hallelujah, for you and me tonight. Oh, God, we repent from our sins tonight, known and unknown. We thank you, God, for forgiving us from our sins tonight and cleansing us all unrighteousness in the mighty name of glory to God on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for making us worthy to come into your presence tonight. Make us worthy, God, hallelujah, Jesus, to call upon the name of Jesus tonight. We need your presence as we pray tonight, God. We need your anointing as we call on you tonight. It is your anointing and your presence, glory to God, that destroys every yoke. Hallelujah, on tonight. We need a chain-breaking anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare as this prayer is going forth tonight, chains are breaking, chains will be broken, burdens will be lifted, joy is being restored. Hallelujah, mighty God. Peace is being restored tonight. Happiness will be restored tonight because the captive is being set free by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. That is in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare tonight every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, a sign is lifting from off our lives tonight. We declare everything that is not like you must go right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ tonight. Glory to God in the highest. I don't know about you, but I come tonight, hallelujah, for God to deliver me in the name of Jesus. I come tonight to receive from God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We declare tonight as we stand in agreement, this is a night of breakthrough and deliverance in the name of Jesus, of spiritual cleansing and healing. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. On this very night, hallelujah, God, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh right now in the name of Jesus. Release your spirit and your divine presence. Release your angels with flaming swords of fire, fully clothed in the whole armor of God to fight for your people on this night in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, and they will minister to every need that we bring before you tonight on this platform in the name of Jesus. We, God, as your people, we put on the whole armor. Yes, God, we clothe ourselves in the whole armor of God on this night because we wrestle not against flesh or blood. We don't wrestle again. We don't fight against. We are not fighting against principalities and powers. We are not fighting against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And so, God, we need our minds to be renewed. Renew our minds and give us strength, God, in the name of Jesus, because our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. In this night, we need God to be strengthened in every area of our lives. Jehovah Jehovah Gibor. Stand up and fight for pastors tonight, God, as you have never fought for the pastors before, as we present them before you on this platform tonight. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God, for Wabakushimanda, the host higher, for your loving kindness, Lord God, and your tender mercies toward them and toward everyone connected on this platform tonight. We don't deserve it, God. Your love for us is more than powerful, is more powerful than the sin we have committed against you. Thank you for your redeeming us by your precious blood, Master. We love you more than words can explain tonight. Thank you for your grace, which is sufficient enough to save us and set our souls free from a burning hell and the lake of fire. It is because of your grace we are alive today. It is because of the cross that we have eternal life. And so we thank you for the sacrifice. Hallelujah, Jesus, on that old and that old rugged cross. Yeah, God. Yes, that old rugged cross. You got my shanda bahosa. You bled. You suffered and you died. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us. Hallelujah, God, that deliver us from sin and shame. Tonight, so that the vacation totally answer, so that they can set fire, God, tonight, so that our lives can be changed and our souls can be delivered, saved and set free. You died that we may have eternal life. We can never praise and thank you enough for your love toward us. We come to thanksgiving in our hearts and praises on our lips tonight. You have been too good. You have been too good. Hallelujah, Jesus. Far more than we really deserve tonight. You are an amazing, oh God, awesome, incredible, oh my God, omnipotent, powerful, almighty, everlasting, oh God, Jesus, tonight, from everlasting to everlasting, you will always be God, and you deserve a standing ovation. You deserve more than the praise we give. Tonight we enter your gates with thanksgiving. Tonight we enter your courts with praise. Oh God, we come together from every nation, every city, every island, every language, every color tonight. Hallelujah, God, not just to hear a prayer, but to give you thanks and praise for what you have done, God, what you're doing right now in this prayer, and for what you're about to do when we leave this line tonight. But most of all, we come to thank you for being Lord and Savior of the whole world. We thank you. We bless your name. Tonight, in the Neoshanda Bahaya, omniscient thought. Oh my God, tonight, omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. And we praise you tonight for the move of the Holy Ghost that is happening, that is taking place in this last hour, for the great revival that will hit the church, that you're sending to the church. We come together to stand in agreement for what you're about to do and the move of your spirit. Oh my God, tonight we praise you for Jesus, hallelujah, God, for what you're moving now, what you're moving to and through, God, to us right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, let this be a night of transformation and elevation and change, in the name of Jesus, to those pastors, oh God, tonight, that feel like giving up, hallelujah, God, that don't give up, that feel like throwing in the towel. This is not the time to throw in the towel, that feel like no one care. Remember Jesus care, that are trusting and believing you, God, to watch over your word, to perform it in their life. Oh God, those pastors that feel like, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that there is no one with led them tonight. You promised never to leave or never to forsake them, to be with them, God, until the end of the world. Move by. Oh, Jesus, by your spirit upon each and every one of them that have called, that you have called and chosen as shepherds, as pastors to lead your flock. We praise you tonight. And God, in your sanctuary, we praise you tonight for your mighty works that you are doing, for your awesome power and your greatness, for your goodness toward us, your people on tonight. You said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence singing, glory to God, God, hallelujah. Jesus is telling us to come before this platform with praises on tonight. He said, know ye that the Lord, he said tonight that I am God. He said, it is me and not you that have made yourself. Hallelujah, God, you are my people and the sheep of my pasture. Hallelujah, God, God. Say, we are the sheep of his pasture. He is the shepherd tonight. He is a good shepherd tonight. He said, enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. Hallelujah, Lord God, tonight. And enter his courts with praises on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, in the sanctuary. We praise you according to your excellent greatness. We praise you with the sound of the trumpet. We praise you with the psaltery and the harp. We praise you with the timbrel and the dance. We praise you with the string instruments and the organs tonight. We praise you upon the loud symbol. We praise you upon, hallelujah, tonight, the high sounding symbol. He said, let everything, hallelujah, tonight, that have breath, give him praise tonight. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God tonight. Sing unto the Lord a new song and sing his praises in the congregation of the saints. We are in the congregation on this platform. Hallelujah tonight. And so we give you the praise. Let them praise you, God, in the dance. We come to praise you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, God. We lift you up high. In the name of Shekiah, he let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded us to praise him with the blast of the ram's horn. We will praise your holy name. We honor and adore you. We praise your name, for you are God. You are worthy tonight. You are worthy tonight. I will bless the Lord. I don't know about you at all times. Hallelujah, mighty God. I'm just praising. Shall always be in my mouth. My soul, I don't know about you, but my soul is boasting in God tonight. My soul is boasting in the Lord Jesus. He said the humble shall hear thereof, and they shall be glad. Oh, magnify somebody on this line. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together tonight. Hallelujah, God, we are stronger, and we are better together, so we should magnify his name together. You brought us up, God, this far by faith, leaning and depending on you. You brought us this far by faith, that are leaning and depending on you. You didn't bring them this far to leave them alone. In the name of Jesus, glory tonight, God. We bless you tonight. We give you all the glory that is due to your eternal, almighty, and everlasting name. We praise you, God, for you're doing a new thing in our lives, in our family, in the marriages. You're doing a new thing in the lives of pastors who have been toiling in the vineyard, in their ministries, in the life of their children and grandchildren. You're doing, God, a new thing in the churches, God. Hallelujah, on tonight, in the lives of everyone, every ordained minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hear God say, I'm doing something new in you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for the new thing. Hallelujah, God, that you're doing in every nation, every city, every continent. Oh, God, those who are gathered here tonight, God, to give you thanks and praise. everyone that have made the sacrifice to be here tonight. Cover us with your shed blood. Hide us behind the shadow of your cross as we praise you now, God. Hallelujah, God, for doing the new thing you say that you are going to do in the face of the earth. Thank you, Father, for a brand new month. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you allow us to see. Many did not see this month. Many died, God, before this month came in to existence. So I believe tonight we owe you a praise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We come together as one voice to thank you for the honor of calling you Father, for the honor of calling you our Lord and Savior, and our Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Friend. Thank you, Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, for moving and delivering on this night. You are a friend to the friendless, a mother to the motherless, a father to the fatherless, a comforter to the lonely and the brokenhearted, a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a bridge. When we cross over troubled waters, we give you all the glory. We sing glory to your matchless, awesome, eternal, almighty God tonight. Hallelujah. An everlasting, everlasting name. Hallelujah tonight. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ to set the captive free, to heal the sickness and diseases that is on this line tonight. There is power to release God, to release them tonight, to open the eyes of the blind, to restore sight in the name of Jesus, to cause the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. Power for somebody that is in a wheelchair to get up and walk tonight, the dead to raise tonight, to have their lives changed on this line tonight. Glory to God in the highest, Savior and Redeemer. We praise you, mighty God, for doing such a wonderful thing in our lives. You planned this before we came into creation. You planned this, God, before we were created in our mother's womb. We thank you tonight. You said in Ephesians chapter 4 and 11 through 16, and we gave some apostles as God tonight, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Yes, you did, God. Yes, you did. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Yes, you did, God. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ tonight, that we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait. Glory to God. They're lying in wait to deceive God, the sheep. They're laying in wait to deceive your people. Hallelujah, God. But speaking the truth in love may grow up unto you in all things, which is the head, even Christ tonight, for whom the whole body fitly joins together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We thank you tonight, Master, for the apostles and prophets, for the evangelists and teachers, for this is the night we come lifting up the pastors from every nation before those. This is the night you've chosen for pastors, oh God. And so we lift them up to you. Oh God, be here tonight that you may strengthen them and lift them up high, God. Exalt their horn like the horn of a unicorn. Come tonight, Jesus. season. You gave us pastors after your own heart that will feed us, oh God, with knowledge, oh God. You said, woe to the pastors that scatter the sheep. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, that oh, by Shunda the Boosta, Kenda the Boosta. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, on tonight, those you have ordained before the foundation of the world, before they were formed in their mother's womb, pastors that you have chosen, we thank you for them tonight, Jesus. We declare strain on every pastor that you have chosen, called, ordained, anointed, and appointed for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints. You've called them for the edifying of the body of Christ. You've called pastors tonight, God, for your ecclesia, the called out ones, your chosen ones. My God, your desire is for us to come into the unity of the faith. And so we declare tonight that the pastors that you have chosen and ordained and anointed for this time and season is bringing us into the unity of the faith. Yes, they are, God. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, it is your desire for us to be unified. It is your desire for us to become one. You gave us the fivefold ministry, which includes the pastor's thought. And so we thank you tonight that they are strengthened with might on the inner man, strengthen them in their spirit man. Their minds need to be strengthened. Their souls and body need to be strengthened with the power of the Holy Ghost. We release the spirit and the fire of the living God to rest upon them right now, God, as we pray. Oh, God, release the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, of knowledge and understanding. Release the hand of might upon them as it was upon Jesus to build the church, to build a kingdom, and to edify the body of Christ. Release the spirit of discernment, oh God, and love, and patience, and endurance, long-suffering, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, in the lives of the pastors that you have chosen, God, for this last generation that's on this side. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, release it on the inside of them. In the name of Jesus, release the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Let the fruit of the Spirit be evident in their lives. Give them the strength to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus, give them the strength to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you gave us pastors who, my God, who can teach us, hallelujah, and tonight, who can teach us that we can be knowledgeable about your son, Jesus Christ, who, God, who you have anointed with the word of God, in the name of Jesus, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are a sign to teach us your will and to teach us your way, to bring us into perfection. You desire us to be mature, so you gave us pastors that can help us come into maturity. They are a sign. Yes, God. Yes, Jesus, they are a sign to bring us into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, to help us as the body of Christ to learn how to appreciate them. Help us as the body of Christ to learn how to honor and appreciate these men and women of God that are called to be pastors. Learn how to respect and obey them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Learn how to encourage them, to lift them up on the wings of prayer. Let those are my those that are responsible. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to show them love, our God, and appreciation for the sacrifice they make for the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, you don't want your people to be deceived. You don't want us to be cast away. You don't want us to get caught up in sin and unrighteousness and compromise. You don't want us to be children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine of lying spirits and sugar coat out in ministries. And so you gave a shepherd. Ooh, Basheke. Yes, Lord, tonight, after your own heart, so that we could not be carried away by every wind of doctrine. Thank you, Lord God. You love us that much. We declare tonight we will not be deceived by the wickedness of men that are crafty, pastors that are disobedient to your word. We will not come, hallelujah, into their organization. Keep us gone. Keep us gone from deceptive lying pastors. People shit kid of the bone stop. Tonight, God, oh, glory to God, pastors who are waiting to deceive the body of Christ, hallelujah, God, oh, God, cancel their plans right now in the name of Jesus, because you have given us pastors after your own heart. We know that this is the time and the season you're bringing the church into perfection. You're bringing us into the measure of the fullness of the full stature of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You said that we must speak the truth in love in the name of Jesus, because it is your desire for us to grow into Christ Jesus, oh my God, in all things, who is the head of the church. Hallelujah tonight. And so we declare the whole body of Christ is fitly joined together and compacted tonight by every joint in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, we are coming to gather as one. Every talent, every gift, every position, our glory to God, is coming together in the body of Christ because of the pastors that you are raising up to bring us into perfection. We are coming together. Your desire is for the body of Christ to increase into the edifying of itself in love. In the name of Jesus, we declare tonight that we're walking in oneness. We're walking in that agape love. We declare that we will love one another as you loved us and lay down your life for us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We declare tonight that your desire, Lord Jesus, is being manifested, that your desire is coming to pass, that the body of Christ is coming into perfection, the body of Christ is being delivered, the body of Christ is being set free, the body of Christ is walking in obedience to leadership, oh God, to your pastors, hallelujah, on tonight. The body of Christ is increasing. Souls are coming and being added to the church. Thank you, Lord God. We are coming together in one accord. Unity is strength. The body of Christ, our God, is edifying itself and coming together in the love of God. We declare it tonight. We declare that your body, we are walking in agape love in the name of Jesus. We declare it tonight. We declare it tonight. We are stronger together. We are better together. We stand, God. We are not divided. We cancel and destroy and neutralize every power of division. We pull down division. We pull down anger and unforgiveness and resentment and lack of passion for each other in the body of Christ. We release, our God, the blood of Jesus against every spirit of division that is sent in the church, against the leadership, against the pastors. Every spirit of division sent to cause the pastors members to be divided. We thank you, God, for releasing the spirit of unity. We cancel these assignments from the pit of hell, and we send it back in Jesus' name. Thank you for releasing unity and love like never before in the mighty name of Jesus tonight, God. Hallelujah, God, for you said love covers a multitude of sins. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken in Jesus' name. We declare that the greater life is here, so we are going beyond the birth, because the body is coming together. The pastors you have chosen is here to take us beyond the birth. They're chosen to bring us into the greater light. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are ordained to be a part of the fivefold ministry, to take us into level, to take us higher, Lord God, so we can go higher. Take them higher so we can come up higher, God. Tonight in the name of Jesus, give them a passion and desire to take care of the sheep and feed your people, even as you showed your passion for the lost sheep in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God tonight. Matthew chapter 18, 12 through 14 said, How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek it that which is gone astray? And if so be that he findeth it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep, that 99, than the 99 that went not astray. Oh, my God, tonight. So even it is, oh, my God, the will of the Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should not perish in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Luke chapter 15, 47 says, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, do not leave the 99 in the wilderness. God say, there you leave them. You leave them in the mountain, and you leave them in the wilderness to go after that which is lost until you find that one sheep. And then he findeth that one sheep, he laid it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And then he cometh home, he called it together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep. Hallelujah, God, which was lost. Say unto you, likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented. God is looking for pastors that will go after that one person, that will go after that one that is being rejected, that will go after that one that he's seen in a long time. Oh, God, oh, Boshanda, Bakashanda, Roshata. Oh, glory to God on tonight. God is looking for pastors that will go in the Bakindo Ocean here for that one sinner, my God, that stayed away, that backslidden one that has stayed away. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, tonight the pastors that you have chosen, give them the heart of the shepherd that will go after that one. Hallelujah, God, that is discouraged and left the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart for that one that feel like nobody care. Hallelujah, God, that walks away, and let them, God, get a heart to go and look for that hurting soul, that wounded soul that left the church. In the name of Jesus, help them not, oh God, to be like the priest and the Levite that looked on the other side when the man was wounded. Oh, glory to God tonight. Release the spirit of the Good Samaritan in the hearts of the pastors, in the hearts of your shepherd. We speak strength to every pastor tonight for the work that lies ahead of them. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke prince of the powers of the air. In the mighty name of Jesus, the rulers of the darkness of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind and rebuke spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah, tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we dismantle and neutralize every satanic and demonic attack against pastors tonight, against the ministries. We pull down and destroy, uproot and annihilate every demonic interference and interruption that is on high alert, that is working against their process, their progress, hallelujah, God, and their success in the kingdom of God. Every demon and evil force that is on an assignment to stop and block every pastor throughout every nation around the world from accomplishing their assignment is destroyed by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon and evil force assigned to frustrate the move of God in their ministries, to stop them from moving to the next level, is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We restrict and cancel every weapon that is sent to destroy the work they are doing for the kingdom of God tonight, 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 in the mighty code of a host, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any force sent, who God, to stop their ministry from moving forward, to hinder evangelism from happening in the ministry, we neutralize every demonic Warlock assignment, every witch and every warlock, every high priest and priestess, in the name of Jesus, operating from the Marine Kingdom to stagnate, stop, block, frustrate, and override the churches and their pastors. We declare the pews will be filled to overflow. My God, with Holy Ghost filled believers, God is sending them in. Hallelujah, my God. Every demonic force of my pastors that are working against you, hallelujah, God is working against God's people. Hallelujah, God, that is plotting and planning evil against you tonight. Hallelujah, it's cancer tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We frustrate their plans, their plots and their schemes, their design and their wickedness in high places. Every ruling force is canceled right now as we stand in agreement in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every attack, every demonic attack, every fiery dart, every wicked arrow, every spirit of affliction and infirmities sent at pastors, it stands now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We cancel and neutralize every satanic altar and mirrors and shrines that has pastors' names on them. In the name of Jesus, we send it back to the pit of hell. Every attack, we send it back in the name of Jesus. We release the blood of Jesus, oh God, against every monitoring demon, hey God, tonight, every entity and imp, every constricting and python demon that is sent to suck the life out of them from the Marine Kingdom, we declare that they shall live. You shall live and not die. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Demon attack, demonic attack, pythons that are sent against their marriages, against their families and their children, their homes, is canceled right now in the name of Jesus. We declare every demonic attack against their minds and their health, their finances, is all glory to God. It is canceled. I say it is canceled right now, because you gave us power and authority to speak, and you will bring it to pass. And so we declare tonight their ministries are coming forth. Hallelujah, God, with power and signs and wonders will follow their ministries in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, souls will be added to their church because of God, because God is raising up pastors after his own heart. This is their time and their hour of visitation. I hear the Lord say, this is your hour of visitation. This is the season. I hear him say the season. Hallelujah for pastors to receive visitation from the Lord. Father, be no kushaman the Bahaya. We declare tonight that you will make provision for the visions that you have given them. We declare tonight that you will touch the heart of members to pay their tithes and their offering, to sow their seed into the life of that shepherd that is toiling over them, that is praying for them, that you place over them. Woo! Glory by Shekhar. Tonight, tonight, we declare a release. We declare the release. Oh, glory to God tonight. You said money answereth all things. It takes money to run ministries. We declare tonight that money's out. Oh, glory. Yes, God, I feel it. Feel you tonight. Monies are being released for the vision and the ministries that you are, Lord, better receive it tonight, because God is moving tonight. He said money is going to be released for the ministries that you have given, that he has given unto you tonight. In the name of Jesus, the shepherds after your own heart. Hallelujah, God. Then you open up the windows of heaven and pour down a blessing, a tangible financial blessing tonight to meet every need of the shepherds and the members. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, meet the needs of those who are building and building churches or buildings and believing you for financial breakthrough. Please, what they have started, we stand in agreement tonight on their behalf that you are fixing it right now, that things are turning around in their favor because they're walking in divine favor, even as they're being dedicated, working in the vineyard, in the vineyard of the Lord. You said the workman is worthy of his hire. Hallelujah tonight. And so we stand in agreement for financial breakthrough for the pastors that you've called and chosen to accomplish their assignment that you have given them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, lift every financial burden. Burdens are lifted tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. We come together as one voice to petition your throne room on behalf of those who have given up or to follow you, those pastors who have given up and made up their mind to face death and persecution, imprisonment for the sake of the gospel and for the winning of the lost souls. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Hide them behind the shadow of your cross. In the name of Jesus, let no weapon formed against them tonight prosper. We cancel every demonic weapon that is sent to contaminate and destroy the house of God and the body of Christ. Hallelujah, God, that you have given your pastors charge over. My God, Father, the battle line is drawn tonight. The sword of the Lord is down tonight. The warfare, my God, is accomplished. The victory is already won over 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died. Glory, Jesus, went down in hell, took the keys of authority from the devil's hand and gave it to the church. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell. Upon this confession, upon this faith, hallelujah, upon your belief, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you in the name of Jesus. So we stand in agreement that the gates of hell shall not prevail against God, the church, and the leaders, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the teachers, hallelujah, God, and the pastors. We rebuke all the plans of the enemy tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We shut down the first and the second heaven where they're operating from. Oh, God, every illegal and God demonic activity that is a sign to block and to stop the move of God tonight. That is a sign to discourage and defeat those who made up their mind to put their lives on the line for souls, for the ministry you have given them charge over. Satan, the Lord Jesus rebuke you, and his blood is against you. We cancel and rebuke every demonic force operating against this prayer tonight on this line. We shut it down and destroy it right now. We neutralize your power by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every illegal activity, agenda, assignment, oh my God, tonight that is operated through the hemisphere, the stratosphere, oh God, in the atmosphere, the regions, hallelujah, God, where we are located, oh God, against pastors is canceled in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment over every region that is assigned to restrict the word of God from being preached, that is assigned to block mission work from happening in their ministries in the name of Jesus, that is assigned to stop ministries from coming forth right now. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. We release the fire of God against every satanic evil work, hallelujah, and evil churches that is erected to restrict and attack the true church of the living God. The blood of Jesus Christ is against you. We release the angels of God to fight against them right now. Hallelujah, God, to do warfare against every evil sent against your pastors and the churches in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against any pastor that God commissioned to travel and preach the gospel. I declare that this is the hour God is opening doors that are being closed in your faces tonight. New doors are opening. I hear the Lord say that new doors are opening. Oh, God, my God, oh, God, for those pastors, hallelujah, God, that's a sign. That is a sign to reach lost souls. The Boshanda, yes, God, that's the Bakia. Yes, God, the Bakoshanda. Oh, Bashia, yes, God, that is a sign to feed the hungry. That is a sign to feed the poor. Outreach ministry is coming forth. You are a sign to feed the needy. You're being assigned to take care of the homeless, those that use their finances, pastors who use their own finances to do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah, God, the work of the kingdom, even as they're being sowing and pouring out of their own pocket and reaching out. I declare tonight that God will give it back to you 1 million times more. Pressed down, shaken together. and running over, but God give it back. I declare that everything they lost or give up because of ministry is being restored in this season. I hear the Lord saying he has given you in the year 2023 triple for all the suffering. This is the third month. Glory be to God for peace you have endured. God said to tell you the double portion is being poured upon you in this season. He said to tell them they will receive double for all of their troubles, like he did for Job. He'll do it for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. He said, tell them they will receive more than they ask for and pray for. He said, this is your time and your season to receive from him. I hear the Lord say to tell you that, my God, you have been faithful, willing, and obedient. You shall eat the best of the land. My God, in the name of Jesus, you'll be way more than you thought or even my God asked about. It's being poured out unto you. It's being given unto you. God is releasing it tonight. Tonight, great testimonies. God is coming forth of victories. Is coming forth. I hear the Lord said, it's coming forth. Hallelujah, God. He said, go and possess the land. Go and buy that property. Step up by faith. Pastor, step up by faith. He said, I'm giving you the land. Take it by force. In the name of Jesus, I hear God saying tonight, the divine favor is here. Tonight, this is the season that whatever you ask for and whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. Say the Lord tonight. I pray for strength and encouragement for pastors that seem to have no hope, the destituted ones, the ones that feel like nothing seems to be changing, no weapon formed against you. Hallelujah, God. Against those that God assigned to your ministry to reach out with you, it will not prosper. This is the beginning of great things. I hear God say that it's about to be released in the name of Jesus. That is about to happen in the lives of those pastors that felt like giving up, that felt like walking away, that felt like backsliding, but came back, that messed up, but you held on. Even then it felt like God was not hearing you. God was not there. God said to tell you, tonight stand still because you stick with him. Hallelujah on tonight. You and you are being faithful. You obeyed. Hallelujah, God. When you could have walked away, you stayed and obeyed. When things looked dark and you could not see the light at the end of the tunnel, you still remain faithful. God said to tell you, this is your time and season to reap where you have not sown. This is your time and season to receive houses you did not build, vineyards you did not plant, wells you did not dig. You shall experience the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and add no sorrow. As I'm praying tonight, God said to declare in the name of Jesus, Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1, my God, it says, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, said the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, high above the earth. God is speaking to you, pastors, tonight. He said, all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be in the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy cane, and the flock of thy sheep. Hallelujah tonight. Blessed shall thy be in the basket and in your storehouse. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in and when thou goest out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee in one way, but God said tonight that they will flee in seven different ways. He said the Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouse. destroy houses and all that thou settest thine hand to do. God is talking to you tonight, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he has sworn, hallelujah, unto thee. Thank you, Lord God. If thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee tonight. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous and good, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy ground. Hallelujah, God. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain into the land in its season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt not lend unto me, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Hallelujah, God. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only and not beneath, if thou shalt hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the word that which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go out after other gods, to serve them. God said so many pastors are running after other gods. They're running after cars and houses and land, properties and material possessions, finances, oh God. Oh God, so many are running behind means and positions, powers and accolades. Hallelujah, God. So many are running after praises from men. He said many have come and wolves as sheep come in sheep's clothing, but there are wolves come to tear the sheep. In the name of Jesus, and have contaminated and desecrated the temple. He said many pastors come in as angels of light. Hallelujah, God, to destroy the flock of Almighty God. He said, woe to the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastors, said the Lord. Thus said the Lord, from Jeremiah chapter, hallelujah, my God, chapter 23. And verse 2 said, therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, said the Lord. I hear the Lord saying that he is sending out a strong warning to pastors that are scattering and destroying his people, that is using, hallelujah, God, and abusing and taking advantage of his people. God is warning pastors and leaders that are taking advantage of people, the poor, God, and the needy are being taken advantage of. Hallelujah, tonight, in the name of Jesus, they're taking advantage of people who are ignorant and lack knowledge of his word, those that are using and abusing their gift to get gain and material possession. Hallelujah, tonight. Glory to God tonight. God said there is a warning tonight to those, my God, who are saying God's say, and he didn't say or speak to them. There's a warning tonight to those who are compromising and sugarcoating the gospel for a paycheck. There is a warning going out to pastors that are operating on witchcraft to manipulate and control God's people to accumulate the selfish desires and motives. He said, woe to the shepherds that scatter a sheep. God is my God telling us tonight, warnings come before destruction in the name of Jesus. God is calling the flock, his remnants from the east, the west, the north, and the south. He's pulling his people out of big sanctuaries. He's pulling the remnant out of big ministries where there is compromising and sugarcoating of the gospel, where there is no standard or no order in his house. He's pulling them out from worldly standards. He's pulling his people out of tradition and religion. He is, my God, filling them with the Holy Ghost and fire and teaching them how to hear his voice. In the name of Jesus, he is touching their ears to hear him like never before. In the name of Jesus, he's opening their eyes in the realm of the spirit to see and to know deceptive demonic leaders. I hear the Lord said that this is the time in the season where he himself will shepherd the flock. Many are being hurt by leaders and people in the body of Christ. Glory to God tonight. They are being taken advantage of, discouraged, felt no love, felt like like no one care, being talked about, abused, misused. Many talk to pastors, look to pastors for help and support, but God turned away, was disappointed. God said many pastors forget that promotion comes from me. I set you up and I can pull you down. God is saying tonight, it's about love. He is love. He set pastors in place to take care of them and mind the sheep, mind the needs, meet the needs of his people, not just to preach and teach, but to help the needy, the poor and the hurting, bleeding souls. Jesus was the greatest pastor and the greatest shepherd that we ever know. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. No one that ever came in contact with Jesus remained the same. He impacted generations. He impacted people wherever he went. No one was ever the same. God is saying now, hallelujah, God, shepherds to come up higher, to make a difference, to lay down their life for the sheep. God is saying that things are about to change, hallelujah, because he is going to put shepherds in his house that would, God, ooh, God, that would care more about the sheep than their own selfish desire. Hallelujah, on tonight, God himself will intervene and set up shepherds over his people that will meet their needs, that will think about his people. Hallelujah, first. Hallelujah, on tonight, he's telling us in his word, hallelujah, that the fear of the Lord, hallelujah, must be in the heart of the shepherd. Hallelujah, on tonight, God responds. Fear back in the heart of the shepherd. Let the fear of God be in this generation. Hallelujah, God, this alpha generation. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, God. God is telling us tonight, hallelujah, God, that he will set a shepherd over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking. Hallelujah, God. So God says tonight, he's taking away lack from the body of Christ, taking away lack from the life of the pastors. God is going to intervene and interrupt the plans and plots of the wicked shepherds that spoil the sheep and spoil the flock. God said he's going to eradicate and take away the lack and fear, doubt, and unbelief. He will destroy, hallelujah, and neutralize this mantle by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every sugar coating and compromising the morning forth away from the church. We release the blood of Jesus as a weapon of mass destruction against every evil pastor that is on an assignment from the pit of hell. We close every evil door that is open to my God to let out evil words that send out curses against God's people. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Every evil church, hallelujah, is canceled tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter, my God, chapter 23, the Lord says, for the land is full of adulterers, for because of the swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their courses is evil. Their courses is not right. For both the prophet and the priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, said the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in darkness. Glory to God. They shall be driven on and shall fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, said the Lord. God is speaking to nations around the world. Can't we see the anger of the Lord being released against the nations with all these events and strange things, people, tonight that is happening? The death angel is released. God is telling us tonight by this word that the land is corrupt like it was in the time, oh glory to God, of Noah. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. The land is full of adulteries, murderers, bloodshed, violence, hatred, evil, pedophiles, rapists, my God, human traffickers, lesbianism, homosexuality, Satanism, occultism, abortions, disobedience, rebellion, disrespectful to parents. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Galatians 5 tells us that the work of the flesh, hallelujah, God, Lord, our adultery and fornication and uncleanness, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murder, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. God said, stand away from it. But this is what is in the body of Christ. Many people in the body, including some pastors, are operating in these spirits. Hallelujah. But God is bringing deliverance. Revelation chapter 21 and 8 said, but the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. There are many still doing all of these kind of things in the body of Christ, including some pastors. But God is saying it's time for a change. Glory to God in tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. The lake of fire, oh, God, doesn't have an end. It's time to walk in the fear of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's time to fear God in this hour for the wrath of God. According to Romans chapter 1, the Bible says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Can we see the wrath of God is released against those who are living the way they feel? And this is happening in the churches because what they may be known of God is manifested unto them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God is saying those who God are living in sin are without excuse tonight. God is saying they can look at creation and see that there is a God that created all things, so no one can say, oh, upon the face of the earth, that I did not know that there was a God. And he said in verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither was thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The love of many, God is saying, grow cold because their foolish heart has been darkened with sin. Oh yes, God, on tonight they're doing all kind of evil. It's on their mind. This is a generation that is so ungrateful and so unthankful. The whole world knows, whether they believe or not, that there is a God. Hallelujah, God. But God is telling us tonight, hallelujah, on tonight, that those in the church who know God but refuse to obey, God is saying, time to get it right. God is telling us tonight, they are my co-shandarabahosa. They are not giving him the glory that he deserves. Hallelujah, God. He said they became vain and puffed up and proud in their imagination. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made unto corruptible man and birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up unto uncleanness through the lust of their own flesh, to dishonor their bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie in worship and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. God is saying tonight, many have become fools who think they know it all. Many think they're more wiser than God. They are changing and taking God's glory and giving it to animals and birds and four-footed beasts, bowing down before idols and images. Glory to God to worship. Some are God. Glory to their co-shunda. Some are worshiping pastors and leaders that God has placed as servants to care of his people. God has already given up on a lot of people in this last hour to turn them to uncleanness because of the lust of their flesh and because they have decided to take their bodies to do what they feel like doing with it. And their bodies belong to God. In the name of Jesus, God said, for this cause, that the Makushanda, in the name of Jesus, God gave them up to vile affections. For even the woman did change the natural use in the which that is against nature. And likewise, the man, leaving the natural sexual use of the woman, burning their flesh, the lust of their flesh towards one another. Men going with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was met. And even as God, they did not retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things which are not convenient. Oh, glory to God tonight, because of the disobedience against the will of God, the word of God, the laws of God, God gave them up to natural affection. Women are turning, my God, into lesbians. Men are turning into homosexuals. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are getting, my God, sex change, taking drugs to grow parts on their body so that they can pray about Kushamanda Bahaya. They're coming up against the natural, my God, parts of God. And so God said, this is the time and the season, because this mess is in the house of God. Pastors are gay. Pastors are homosexual. We have leaders are doing these things. We have leaders in position, compromising, my God, being filled with all unrighteousness. They're filled with fornication and wickedness. They're filled with covetousness and maliciousness. They're full of envy and murder, debate and deceit, malignity. They are whisperers in the heart of house of God. They are backbiters and haters of God still on the pulpit. They're spiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. These people are without understanding, covenant breakers. They are without natural faith affection. And so God is saying, who know the judgment of God, that they would commit such things are worthy of death. And not only them, but those who are God, those who are in the most shanda. God is saying tonight, those who are in agreement with them serve the death penalty. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. The death angel is released to deal with all unrighteousness that is happening in the earth. Pastors, God is depending on you to take a stand against sin in the land, not just in his house. He is depending on you and the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ to preach the truth in season and out of season, line upon line and priest upon precept, without compromise and without sugarcoating. In Jeremiah 23 and verse 11, God said, because of the sin in the land and because of the swearing, the land is in mourning. The land is crying out. The earth is in groaning, waiting for the sons of God to come forth. The pleasant places of the earth are all dried up. Can we see the famine already starting in the earth? Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah, God. How many things are drying up? Can we see that God is shaking the land, shaking every nation? God's saying tonight, because they have decided to go in the wrong direction, because they have decided to disobey him, decided to compromise and sugarcoat, the land is in trouble because of the house of God, because of some of the leaders. The churches are in trouble. He placed a five for ministry in place of that the land can be cleansed. Glory to God tonight. God is talking. God is shaking the land in the name of Jesus. The land needs to be cleansed. The land needs to be healed. Hallelujah tonight. God is talking about pastors, leaders tonight that have evil desires tonight, that are living their own way, doing what they feel like doing, going where they feel like going, as if God is blind and deaf. Hallelujah tonight. They have no order in their homes, no order in their lives or in the church that he has placed them, taken them over in the name of Jesus. He said their intentions are evil and their mindset and attitude is not God. God is dealing with pastors tonight, leaders that are in his house. He found many of them to be wicked, said the Lord. God is telling us tonight that they are not right. He is saying the solution to this problem. And God is, my God, he is going to make their way slippery. Hallelujah, God, make their way dark. Hallelujah. Tonight, I hear the Lord saying he's getting ready to shut down a lot of ministries, and a lot of pastors will be out of position. They are out of position because of disobedience and compromising his many more, my God, sanctuaries are getting ready to close down. I hear the Lord say tonight, because of contaminated atmospheres and altars, that my God tonight, that God said he's going to drive them out of his house and they shall fall by the sword in the name of Jesus. God is saying tonight unto us, I will bring evil upon them. Evil, my God, the year of this is a year of visitation, that God has been evil upon some of these pastors that are not doing the right thing. We are in the year of visitation of the Lord. So God is saying tonight that there's a visitation coming to all those pastors and leaders who are doing evil in his house. This is the season and time of exposure. Great exposure has already begun and will intensify, said the Lord. God Almighty on tonight, because God is tired of the ways of the wicked and the wicked men and women, hallelujah, in his house. Glory be to God. He's now taking the wicked, my God, and the wicked men and women out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God on tonight. Destruction. God has a group of destruction and sweeping the nations and sweeping the churches, and all flesh will know that he is God. God is speaking to the pastors. It is time to clean up his church. Get rid of evil. Hey, God on tonight. He's telling us tonight to come out from among them. Come out from customs and tradition and the lifestyles of the world. In Isaiah chapter 14, at 20, it says, thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and the slain of thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Prepare slaughter for his children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise nor possess the land. Fill the face of the world with cities. I will rise up against them. Hallelujah. Isaiah 14 and 22 said, for I will rise up against them, said the Lord of hosts, and cut them off from Babylon, from the Babylon and the remnant and the son with the nephew, in the name of Jesus. He said, and I will also make it a possession for the bittern and the pool of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of my destruction. And that is what 22 said the Lord. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have taught, so shall it come to pass, and I have proposed, and it shall stand. And as I'm getting ready to close tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, I just got to be obedient and pray, as God lead me tonight, sweeping everything clean. I saw the vision with the nakedness of the body of Christ, and God says, stripping the nakedness. He's stripping them naked. Everything that they're sweeping under the carpet, everything that they're sweeping under the rug, God tell them every secret sin is being hidden in the lives of those who call themselves pastors. And people of God is being exposed. God has not called or deemed them, but they're doing God's work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, on tonight. Some ministries are being handled like some kind of inheritance where you pass it on to your kids or family. So many ministries are falling apart now because there are people who are deciding of themselves to take on responsibility of a pastor, but is saying, God is saying tonight, I don't know you and I have not called you. I have not called you. I have not, my God, ordained you. Help me tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. This is the time and season that God is taking over. It is the time for his will to be done in the nations, in the land, in the churches, in leadership. He's saying tonight, he's coming with a strong hand, and he will take and rule his flock. He is going to reward every pastor and person according to their work that they have done for him. And that's in the Makoshanda, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, he will take care of them. He will keep them safe from the wolves that come in sheep's clothing. He says tonight, he sees the people as helpless lambs, and he said he will take them in his arm and carry them in his bosom. He is going to step in and change everything that is not bringing glory to his kingdom, that is not bringing glory to his name. He is tired of the sheep suffering while the shepherds are comfortable, in the name of Jesus. and so God is going to move. I'm telling you, God is going to move. God always speaks to the prophets and warning to them. And he spoke to Zechariah to warn Israel, hallelujah, to get it right. Hallelujah, he said destruction is coming. And God spoke to Zechariah to warn them people to get it right. I'm telling you, God is saying get it right tonight. God is saying to Zechariah, the same way the fire destroyed and devoured the cedars of Lebanon, the trees are falling down and the mighty ones are spoiled. This tonight, God is going to happen to them that think they are indestructible. How is the mighty spoiled? Oh God, how are they falling tonight? The fire of God is being released. It is about to intensify like never before. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. He said there's going to be a howling, a shouting, a sound of the shepherd is going up. A great cry is coming in the land because of the pastors. Hallelujah, God, that is taking the glory of God. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight, God is saying tonight, hallelujah, to come up higher. Hallelujah, God, come up higher tonight in the name of Jesus. And so we come up against, hallelujah, every demonic force, the Ichabod, the glory of God has departed. God said, my glory has departed. Ichabod, as in many churches, because my glory has departed from many churches, and they're operating on a false anointing. Hallelujah, God. God is, he called Shemam the Behosa, telling the shepherd to feed the flock that have been slaughtered, that are being hurt. He's telling the shepherd tonight to feed the rejected ones, the ones that are being pushed aside, that have been to hell and back. They have been called the Most Higher. They have faced death many times. There are people that have been to prison. He's looking for the shepherd to get involved in those who are being in gangs and violence and molested and raped. Hallelujah, God, that lost their mind. He's calling for the shepherd, oh God, to tempt the sheep tonight. Hallelujah, God, the Most Tender, to those whose backs are against the wall, that feel like committing suicide, that are hungry and thirsty. He's calling for the shepherd to tend to the homeless, the poor, the needy. Hallelujah, God, that has their lives shattered and broken into a million pieces. Don't know how they are going to pay their bills. God is saying to the shepherd tonight, to those that are living from paycheck to paycheck, to feed my sheep, to take care of my sheep. People feel like all hope is gone and no one cares. Don't know who to turn to. No one, my God. But God has chosen some shepherds. He said, go, my God. It is not just for the church folks. He said, I've called you to the lost sheep out there. In the name of Jesus, God is saying, these are the kind of people, hallelujah, tonight. Hallelujah, God, that he's sending the shepherds for. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is telling us that my shekha, that time is running out of a hoshanda. He come to be a custod of a hosta. People of God, God is getting ready to deal with the nation and all those who have rejected him, his word, and his repentance. He told Zechariah to tell them he will raise up shepherds in the land. Shepherds are being raised up in the land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for the young children. Oh, God, are being cut off. Oh, Boshamna de Beka, Jesus, we thank you, Reke. Oh, Boshamna de Bakisha. Inanamamdi Rekisha. Thank you, Namamdi Rokosha. Take care of the hungry ones. God is getting ready to move in a mighty way in this last hour. Then a man say, come to the Bahosa. Come to the Yosta. Pastor, God is calling you. God is saying, it's time to take care of his people. Hallelujah, God, all the results will be everything around you will fall into darkness. Everything around you will fall apart. You will have pockets with holes. Hallelujah, God. He's saying he's the shepherd of God, and we shall not want. And if you are the shepherd, there shall be no lack and want in the body of Christ, the people of God. Hear the voice of God tonight and treat his people the way they should be treated. Pastors, stand in the place of God to treat people right. Treat people right. Treat people right. God is looking for some good shepherds in this hour. Those that are willing to die for his people to lay down their lives even as he laid down his life for us. He said, there are some that are hirelings that came in just sneaking wolves in sheep's clothing. But he said, I'm the good shepherd tonight that will take care of the sheep. God is calling tonight. Pastors, hallelujah. Oh, my shunder to the rejected ones that need help. To those tonight that are struggling and in pain, that are suffering, that are going through. Oh, Master Jesus. Oh, Reba Shando Bahosa. Oh, Robo Boshande Lekesa. Oh, Robo Hoshande Bahosa. He's calling tonight. Oh, God, he's calling tonight. He's calling in the Kashito. Shepherd. Jesus is calling. Jesus is the Kushaba. Oh, God, we give you glory. And we give you praise. Oh, God, we praise you. We give you all the glory tonight, God, for Pastor that are walking up right before you. Pastor of your own heart, God. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, people are hurting the big day, Jesus. Shepherd, the pastor, God is calling in. We praise you tonight, God. We praise you. I'm done, even. Oh, terrible, terrible. I praise you, God. Oh. Oh, God, I praise you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The glory, God. As you open the doors and let you make us awake. For pastors. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Take those phones off of mute on tonight. Come on and let's give him some praise. Hallelujah. Come on and let's give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God for pastors. Come on and praise him tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices, people of God. Come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Pastor tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is open tonight. Glory to God. We praise him. We praise him. Glory to God. We praise him tonight. We praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God be praised. God be praised. Hallelujah. God be praised. God be praised on the night. Glory to God. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise him. Glory to God. We praise him. We praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
We praise him. We praise him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All participants are
Hallelujah.
Muted and they can unmute
Glory
themselves.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give him praise. We give him praise. We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God for what he's done. We praise him. Hallelujah. We give him glory tonight. We give him glory. We give him honor tonight. Hallelujah. For the prayers, amen, Jesus, that have gone out for the pastors all over the land. All over the land. Glory to God. We give God praise. Amen. Much needed. Much needed. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Glory to God for our intercessor tonight. We bless God. Amen. For the woman of God on tonight. Amen. Jesus coming, praying. Amen. Taking us in. Amen. Glory to God. Taking us in. Glory to God on behalf and praying for pastors on tonight. We bless the Lord. We glorify him. We thank him on tonight. Amen. For the travail, for the prayer, the petitions that have gone before the Lord on tonight. Truly God is great and greatly to be praised. People of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for coming to be with us. Thank you for coming, glory to God, availing yourself to come into the presence of the Lord, to be with us for this 40 days of prayer. And people of God, we want to let you know, amen, Jesus, on tomorrow night, we will be praying for the bishops and the national deacons. We'll be praying for bishops and national deacons on tomorrow night. Again, we'll be praying for the bishops and for the national deacons on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Just a few scriptures. Give you a few scriptures on tonight. The first scripture is 1 Timothy, the third chapter. 1 Timothy, the third chapter. Acts, the sixth chapter. Verses 1 through 8. Acts, the 6th chapter, verse 1 through 8. And as well, Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 5 through 28. Acts, Acts, the 2nd chapter, verse 5 through 28. Amen. Those are our scriptures for tomorrow. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, people of God, we thank God for you. We thank you for coming to be with us on tomorrow. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. On tomorrow night, the fast does change. Those of you that are consecrating, those of you that are with us on the consecration as well, people of God, the fast does change on tomorrow. Listen carefully. Amen. So the fast on tomorrow changes. So there will be fruit or garden salad at 6 a.m. 12 noon. 12 noon. And hot meals at 6 p.m. 12 noon. And hot meals at 6 p.m. Drink water and our juices every third hour.
Don't forget, if you have bio-nutrients, you should include those, such as B-complex, D3, vitamin D3, olive oil extract, amen, olive leaf extract, and quercetin, amen, quercetin, amen. Those are the fast, again, the change tomorrow. Don't forget, as always, no meat and no fish. Amen. So, again, that's fruit and garden salads at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and hot meals will be your 6 p.m. meals, and then drink water and our juices every third hour. Amen. That is for this coming week. Glory to God. We pray that you're being strengthened in this time, in this hour. We pray, people of God, that you are being spiritually empowered. Amen. That you're being spiritually empowered. Glory to God. And just know that we're praying and that we're interceding, amen, for the nations. Amen. We thank God for you. Again, we thank God for you, prophetess, for the prayer on this afternoon, on tonight. Glory to God. Don't forget, people of God, tomorrow is day number 29. Day number 29. People of God, listen, come on back, be with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God. Let us, listen, people of God, let us run on to see what the end is going to be. Truly, God is good to us. Glory to God. Thank God for this 40 days of prayer that we can come together and intercede for the world. Running this, we're walking right along with our All Saints 40-day fast of intercession as directed, as given to our chief, a late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, amen, of the S.D. James Evangelistic Association. So we thank God, amen, that the Lord unctioned us to pray right along with the fast of intercession. We're praying, amen, 40 days right along with this fast of intercession. And again, those of you that are in consecrating and fast, God bless you. Amen. On tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight, people of God. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. God bless you. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Don't forget to read your scriptures as you're praying, for bishops and national deacons on tomorrow. Take time to read the scriptures, even as you're praying for others. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to release the line back to Prophetess Duncan so that she can, glory to God, close the prayer. Amen. On tonight, God has spoken. God is, amen. We've already prayed and acceded. Amen. That the prayer would be sealed. This anointing would be sealed on tonight. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Don't forget, you can get a copy of the broadcast. Certainly, text 912-257-3918, 912-257-3918, or you can reach out to us, 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Don't forget, you can get your copy. Tap in, get a copy on our Prayer News Network Facebook page or our prayer group, the Reop Prayer Group 52. You can go there as well to listen to the broadcast, any of our recorded broadcasts. If you don't have Facebook, don't forget, you can certainly go out, Google Prayer News Network, amen, and you will get us. Just click on our logo and listen and be blessed. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. We thank God again for you. Amen. Now we release the line of the prophetess, amen, so that she can seal the prayer. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. God bless you, prophetess. Press star 6 and come over.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, you bless God. And tonight, I just want to just stick this in your hearing, because they're dealing with pastors tonight. God is saying that people that God gives to the hands of pastors are like Christ is like a possession, and that a lot of pastors are taking advantage of a lot of people by stealing from them and lies and deceit, and turn around and say they are rich and they give God praise by taking advantage. But this is the season where God saying he's going to now take over and become the shepherd, because people are being taken advantage of in a lot of ministries. And so we thank God for real pastors. We thank God for genuine pastors that have the heart of people. And then you find yourself under a good shepherd, a good pastor. That's a good place to give God thanks, because a lot of pastors are hurting a lot of people. But God said this is the time he's going to take completely over and give us those shepherds that we need. And so, Father, we thank you tonight. Even as you are the shepherd, you're going to give us shepherds after your heart. You're going to give us shepherds with a heart of love for your people, a heart that cares for the hurting and the needy, the poor, a heart that is filled with agape love, a shepherd whose heart will find out if the sheep is hurting, a shepherd who will find out if there is a need in the life of your people. We praise you for those that have the heart of the Good Samaritan, God, that will be there in the time of need, not just for themselves and their families and certain people, but for the body of Christ, especially for those who are poor and needy and fatherless in the house of God and in the land. Now cover us tonight with your shed blood. Cover every nation with your shed blood. Cover PNN with your shed blood. Evangelist Bradley, her advisors, her prayer warriors, everyone, ministry as connected, oh God, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them prosper, God, as we give you the glory tonight. And God, keep us as we prepare to come back tomorrow night to give you the praise. We want to thank you, oh God. We want to lift you up and magnify your name. You go in peace and have a blessed night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. That does conclude tonight's broadcast, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.